They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We are sitting in our favorite coffee shop. It is called Grounds for Celebration on University Avenue in the beautiful village of Windsor Heights. And with me is Laura Kennard, as she is each and every Monday, even though it's a work-shortened week because of Thanksgiving. Yeah?
Hello.
Hi. What's going on?
Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on this week, even though it's a holiday week.
Really?
Because there's a lot of things going on to support local commerce, Black Friday stuff. Actually, even a few events were sneaking in right before we break for the holidays. So we have actually a few things to talk about.
Talk to us.
So one of the things, first of all, to mention is every year Creme Cupcake does their holiday open house. And this is really an appreciation, which more businesses should think about doing this. It's a great opportunity to reconnect with your customers, get people in that maybe, you know, hadn't been in for a while, so that going into the new year, they think about it. So this is Christina Moffitt, who also does small business at the Greater Des Moines Partnership. It's her business, Creme, which is right off of Ingersoll.
Right.
And they do a holiday open house to just thank everyone. So come in, celebrate. Their time that they're going to do, that's tomorrow, and it's 4:30 to 6:30 p.m.
Tuesday, 4:30 to 6:30?
Yep, Tuesday. So that way, if you're on your way home, just pop in there and say
what happens
hello.
Then? They say hello?
They have samples. They have, yes. I would imagine cupcakes will be involved in that.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I think so. And so that is just something to keep in mind that they do every year, and it's a really great opportunity to pop in there and celebrate early.
Right.
Right. Also, having at Barada's restaurant, same day, let me double check myself. Yep, same day, that night also, 6:30 to 8 p.m., 5 keys to boost any marketing or advertising. So a little bit of sneaking in a little bit more marketing advertising. I'm going to check on that, actually. You know, it's at Barada's, and it is put on by, goodness sakes, I'm so sorry, because they have made it that clear. McCrane. We had McCrane on here. The gentleman has McCrane Associates.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So, I only see it because it doesn't say it a lot in the text, but it says hosted by McCrane. So I'm going to go with that. But they're going to be doing that at Barada's, and that's in my neck of the woods. I always like Barada's, and it's a different time frame for you to sneak in a little
also
marketing
advertising. Also on Tuesday. Yeah.
Yep. So that is going on. I cannot 100% verify if we're going to have 1 million cups
on Wednesday.
This week on Wednesday, so you might want to tweet or check with them. It doesn't say that they're not, so I'm going to go with it is going on. But, you know, every time we're the day before a holiday, some of those regular things are suspect. People take off early.
Yep.
So, but I think then that kind of brings us into the day after Thanksgiving, which of course is the big Black Friday. And, you know, I've seen a lot of controversy still about businesses that are open on Thanksgiving for the shopping.
See, I don't do any of that stuff. None of it.
No?
I don't do Black Friday. I don't do Thanksgiving. I don't do it. I do not do it. And why? You know, because. Because The crowds and the craze.
Wait in line for those big ticket
items. I would
items.
Much rather spend my time and money locally rather than the big box stores and deal with locally owned businesses where you can really get some interesting things for people.
So a couple of things that are local that are going on on Black Friday. Blue Bean is in Ankeny. They are a co-working space, really cute little space in Ankeny. They're going to be doing open co-working. So if you just want to, like, you're not in the office maybe, but you want to just hang out then in a co-working studio, you've never experienced that.
Right.
That's in Ankeny. It's a 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So all day long, you could pop in there
on Friday
if you're in the Ankeny neighborhood on Friday. Also, Market Day, Black Friday.
You know, Cat in the Bang Gang.
Yep.
Usually Cat comes on the Business News Hour, and we talk about her Market Day activities.
And that's in Capitol Square, downtown. And so that is that's some local businesses.
Well, not only local, it's from all over the Midwest. They have people that are artsy folk, you know, and
crafts,
they make some great things.
Really
great
unique
things.
Holiday gift items. So that would be a really wonderful thing to check out. And then on Saturday, we have the Legit Local Market and Small Business Saturday, which is going to be at Valair Ballroom. So they have that set up. It's the reason why they call it Legit Local Market is because they really try to have local businesses as opposed to people that are kind of in some of those chain type.
Yeah.
They try to have it only be legit local people, right?
Got it.
So they have that going on. That'll be all day, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
on
Small Business Saturday. Yep. And so those are some of the big things that are happening through this holiday week. I was just double checking here. Those are the main ones.
Good.
Those are the main ones for that are locally focused, I should say. But of course, we know all the other stuff that'll be going on at Black Friday. So,
One of the things, and I've done this every year, is put out a blog post about what small local businesses can do relative to ensuring that they have a great Small Business Saturday, which, by the way, is this Saturday on the 30th.
This Saturday.
Right.
This Saturday.
So if you're a small business, let me just tickle your fancy here for just a minute, because there's all kinds of things that you can do. First of all, you can start right now. Do it right now. Throw some in-store signage, because you've got people coming by your place right now.
Yep.
All right, so make sure that you put some in-store signage that says, hey, come back on Saturday because we've got some great deal.
Yep.
Do the same on social media. Use your social media outreach to tell people that you've got some unique things and this is all going on Saturday, Small Business Saturday. And then what I kind of like is allow people to share photos of some of the things that are going on there. You know, set up a little photo area where they can have photographs taken and where they're at and then clearly ID who it is.
Right.
Yeah, and then they can share that on Facebook, Instagram, whatever.
So it gets people interacting in your store in real life and then utilizing user-generated content to get people to share and maybe add a hashtag and some things to that. So give them, and maybe even give them those cues in the store, like what hashtags could they be using, and here's our photo thing.
Yeah.
That's really great.
So you make that known to people. Also, if you have Wi-Fi in your store, make sure that folks know that you have it and that the password is clearly out there. You know, folks are going to be looking on their smartphones all over the place. I mean, that's the area. And so right now, make sure, go over your website. Make sure that first of all, that it's listed, that it's complete, that your phone number is very clear and easy to find, that there are directions to your store there. And, it does matter. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, I was looking for a local business on their website. I couldn't find the phone number. Don't do that.
I know. It's those little things that could make the difference between someone just skipping by your place and going somewhere else.
Right.
And you can make it, you just have to make it easy for the customer.
That's the whole thing. It's all about convenience. And be social. You know, millennials are 57% more likely than the average shopper to take action based on an ad or social network. In other words, they will do something if they know about it. So use it. Use that. Send the right message. You know, people want unique and different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody can buy a 48-inch color TV, right?
Right.
All right. But what makes these local stores, these shop local stores, different and unique? Personal, one-of-a-kind service, carefully curated gifts that are there. And make sure that you tell people that it is Small Business Saturday. Just some real quick tips that you can utilize as you roll through this week after Thanksgiving and you get into Black Friday and also Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, I think that there's so many things that... just so many little things that you could do to get that little bump. Definitely, I think also millennials are very motivated to support local business,
right.
Actually. So not only are they motivated to support, but they also are likely to find that online. So they'll look for an excuse, if you make it easy, for them to go and do the thing that's different, unique, and that supports their local area. They're very aware, you know, of that.
It all makes a difference. I mean, if you can drive another 5 customers into your store, 10 customers into your store, what does that mean to the bottom line?
Absolutely. What's the ROI of that?
Exactly.
So, because right after, so we mentioned Saturday is the Small Business Saturday, and then on December 1st, I have the very first of a kind of an orientation information session, which is the Entrepreneurs Assembly. Basically, it's our kickoff of our roundtable workshops. Now, we won't be actually officially starting doing the roundtables until January, but we have 2 dates, December 1st and December 18th, where we will have orientations, you can sign up, we can understand what your business is, start putting those roundtable groups together, because we'll try to match you with people with some synergy. So then kicking off, and you can also weigh in on what would be the best days for everyone. So then we'll be putting together a monthly schedule at the beginning of the year where you get to come, share your quick 30-second, so practice it, elevator pitch. We'll have a small talk from a speaker, and then we'll break off into the round tables where you pick 3 goals for your business that you have to be accountable for getting done by the next time you meet.
There
so
you go.
That's going to be
runway.
The program. It's at the runway at Southridge, and that's free of charge to come to these first information sessions. After January, we may have like a fee to come to kind of help cover. We'll probably do something to eat and some things like that.
Yeah.
So more details on that. But please come out for these 2 sessions and get an opportunity to build your network also.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, she's talking about the runway at Southridge on the 1st of December as well as the 18th mm-hmm. of December. So you can go.
Yep. So then another thing to keep on your mind, we were talking about the 1 million cups and not being sure if they were, you know, what they're doing. But I can tell you something that they are doing for sure on December 4th. So in addition to their normal morning thing, in the evening, they're going to have kind of the close out of 1 million cups for the season. So it's kind of an evening get together of all the people at that one in the 1 million cups community, and it's going to be at We Write Code. Their office is on Locust, Suite 300, and cute little place downtown.
Suite 300 of what building?
It's let me double check on the actual address. We Write Code is the business that's hosting it, and I will give you their specific address. I know it's Suite 300, and I know it's on Locust, so I'm so sorry. Here we go. 1 million cups, year-end social, and the actual address is... Sorry, one moment, folks. I'm being a little bit slow. I will, for some reason, the whole address wasn't coming up. I don't always write that down, but a lot of people don't know where places like We Write Code are. You know what? I will make sure that I have that location posted, but you can look at 1 million cups, We Write Code, and it's the year-end 1 million cups social. I know it's on Locust.
Another reminder, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you have everything clear when you're telling
so we can find it easily. So sometimes, so you should be able to find the event pretty easily, and the address associated. We Write Code is a company that writes code for people, so it's kind of a neat little tech company too.
Very nice.
So, also Pitchley has their office up there, so you'll be able to mingle with a couple of tech folks up there. Anyway, so the other thing that's going on which is fun and a great way to recycle clothing for your kids. The kids' consignment is going to be 4th, 5th, and 6th, so it's like Wednesday, the first week in December. And you can still do this yourself. If you go to the Runways page about consigning children's clothing, you print off labels, stick them on your stuff, drop them off, and you don't even have to be there, and they'll sell them for you, and you get the credit for it.
And at the Runway of
South Ridge? It's going to be at the Runway. Okay. Yes, absolutely. And in addition to that, we've got virtual reality games that kids will be able to try, and also, I heard, an appearance from Santa Claus pictures. So
Santa's a good busy kind of dude.
That's right. So those are just some early December things, as we're probably be closing out a lot of the stuff for the year soon with the holidays.
So. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, she is Curate and Curate Company. We will have links to all of that up on our radio blog. All right, for that about wraps it up for another broadcast. Wow, what a day, huh? And all kinds of cool people in the background here today.
Oh, it's been a busy day
busy
here.
Busy day, yeah. I don't know what's going on. Why aren't these people at work?
I think people took the whole week off, and so they're going to hang at the coffee shop.
Apparently. All right, we got to get out of here. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For Laura Kennard and all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.